knowledge of the Lord. You teamed up with the Lord, but the Lord's the captain. All teams, almost all teams, have a captain. Jesus is our captain. Been there, done that. He's from everlasting. I like to use that. That's awesome. He's from everlasting. Don't have a beginning. Psalms 32:8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. We need instruction. We need instruction. St. John, chapter 14. Verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. We need to have a teachable spirit. Can't think we know it all. God will bless you when you submit yourself to the Lord, avail yourself to the Lord. God will bless you. We're a team. I think about the choir and can't sing. Can't even hum real good. I think about how precise they try to be with the altos and sopranos, and I don't know all that. But I see Sister Clark and Sister Kendra and them up here and doing some things, you know, all that, you know. They want everybody synchronized. You this is what you do, and this is what you do, this is where you come in. Because if they're not working as a team, we'll know it. Brother Jared shaking his head. Brother Jared, get off on them drums. We're going to know that too. He's a part of the team. Brother Curtis with the sax. He let him hit a bad note or something. We ain't going to know. We're going to know. He's part of the team, but he's messing up. We're part of the team. We are all for one and one for all. We're part of the team. If you can't do anything else, you can pray. If you can't do nothing else, I can't sing. I don't want to usher. I'm too old to be a cadet or a doorkeeper. I don't have the personality to be a greeter. I can't play the keyboard or the organ. Drums are just, you know, too loud for me. Can't take Sister Ponce's place. Can't add two and two. So I can't go in there. But you can pray. You have the power of prayer in your life. Everything we do. I try to cover everything before service. Everything we do. Start at the back door, come on in here, all the way down. Everything we do. I want the Lord to bless it. Everything we do. Because we're a team. If the team is not working together, there's a real good chance they're going to fail. Unless you just got someone on that team that's just outrageous. We have Jesus. We're part of his team. We don't have our own teams here. young or old, the youth, the seniors, everybody in between. We are a team. Calvary Apostolic is a team. St. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 says there was a man of the Pharisees, a religious group, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. We believe that he was a member of the Sanhedrin, a ruling body of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which means a scholar or master, teacher of the law. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He recognized the fact that he was a teacher from God. From God. It takes teaching. I believe that. Not because I'm a teacher, I believe that. I believe preaching will get them, but I believe it takes teaching to keep them. When the man, whoever it is, the evangelist, whoever gets through preaching, and you get through running the aisle, you need to sit down and get some word in you. You got to have some word. You ain't going to run around the aisles, run out that door, and face all the problems that you're going to face without some word in you. Take time and read the word. I'm not saying you got to read the Bible. I'm not saying that. And get out of Psalms and Proverbs. Find out what's going on in the Bible. Ideal thing would be for you to read the Bible. That would be ideal. And then you would know that there is another side to the Lord. You have another side. We all have another side. And we hope and pray that other side don't ever come out. The Lord is in the process of saving us from that other side. It's dormant, and we want to keep it dormant. Because if it comes alive, there are going to be some problems. There are going to be some serious problems. We want it dormant. It's got to be under control. Philippians 4 and 7. Let me go back here to Matthew. The latter part of that scripture says, ye shall find rest unto your souls. That rest is talking about the peace of God that passes all understanding. Think about it. Have you ever experienced the peace that passes all understanding? Had three close deaths in my family, my father, my wife, and my mother. When it first happened with my father, I was almost ashamed of myself. No emotion. Just peace. Just peace. Just peace. It passes. We can't explain it, but you have to accept it. You want to act crazy and boo-hoo and, you know, jump in the casket and all that, Lord will let you do it. But if you want the peace of God, you got to allow Him to do that. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're going through. Hear me. I don't care what you're going through. You can always say, peace, be still. I don't care what you're going through. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. You and Him are teammates. We're on His team. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. The hard part is you trust in the Lord. That's the hard part. Pastor sits up here and looks at that building fund. And he's so pleased with that. He takes time and let us know how pleased he is about that. See, this is a team effort. When you don't contribute to the building fund, you're hurting the team. See, when you don't pay your tithes and give your offering, you're hurting the team. It's going to get done. It's going to get done, but you're hurting the team. You got people that's going to give. And they've already gave. And then there's a special offering. And most of the time, it's the people that's already given. I know I'm right. It's the people that are already giving. We are a team. We are a team. Pastor's not asking anybody to come up with $9,000. Just contribute, be part of the team, we'll take care of that thing. Just be part of the team. Very few of us like people messing with our money. Maybe you got the victory over there. I don't like nobody messing with my money. I like to have the money to pay my bills. I get satisfaction out of that. But don't mess with my money. I believe the Lord is saying the same thing. Don't mess with my money. Tithes and offering is His money. Not your money. Before you get your check, see, some things are already taken out. Things are already taken out. And when the government and the state and everything gets through, then you get what's left. They do that before you even see the check. Not get it in your hand. You don't even see it, and they done took money out. You might fuss about it and everything, but you just take what's left and poor Jesus. Poor Jesus. Captain of the team. Lord said, I know I ain't going to get mine. I know I'm not going to get mine this week. You're part of the team. What if your company held your check back? Rent's due, no food in the house, car notes due, and for some reason they held the money back. There's going to be some problems. There's going to be some problems. Money is a necessity. It's a necessary evil. You got to have money. Lord says the silver and the gold is mine. But see, as part of the team, we have an obligation and a responsibility. Pay our tithes 10% of the gross. Give the Lord an offering. There is no scripture that says you have to give a certain amount for your offering. If the Lord blesses you, You increase that. You increase that. As the Lord bless you, and all the Lord is going to do is continue to bless you. You're going to be tested in your finances. I don't care how faithful you are. I don't care how faithful you are in giving tithes and offering, never miss the beat, you're still going to be tested. You still are going to be tested in that very area. Part of the team. Matthew 30 says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Team up with me. Lord, say, team up with me. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. How many times do we have to hear this, that God is not going to put any more on you than you're able to bear? How many times do we have to hear this before it sinks in? God knows you better than you know yourself. And sometimes it gets a little rough sometimes. Gets a little rough. Ain't no sense talking about why me. Because his word said, I'm faithful. I will not put any more on you than you're able to bear. He's faithful. He backs that up in the book of Job, chapter 34, verse 23. He will not lay upon man more than right that he should enter into judgment with God. He's not going to put no more on you. So you can question God about what's on you. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Get that in your spirit. All things work together for good. Whatever's happening in your life is for your good. It's for your good. Doesn't matter what it is, he says it's for your good. Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never. I will never. It's my teammate here. He said, I'll never leave you. How am I going to leave my teammate? Teammate's counting on me. He said, I will never. Thank you. I will never. You don't always feel the Lord. Story about a little boy flying a kite, and man comes by and asks him what's he doing. I said, I'm flying a kite. Man says, I don't see the kite. My boy said, it's up there. Man keeps looking. He said, I don't see it. Little boy said, it's up there. Man keeps looking. He said, how do you know it's up there? He said, every now and then, I feel a little tug. You're not always going to feel God. It's good when we do. But remember, you're part of the team. You're part of the team. He said, I'll never leave you. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When you go through the waters, he said, I'm going to be with you. If the waters get too deep, there's a whole lot of things I can do. I can open up the waters, and you can go over on dry land. Or I just have you walk on the water to the other side. Because we're a team. Talking about being in the fire. Doesn't matter how hot the fire is. Lord said, I will be in that fire with you. Why? Because we're a team. We're a team. We got to bring this to a close. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He said, I'll never leave you. He said, take my yoke upon you. We're a team. You don't have to do this by yourself. God's not asking you to do it by yourself. He's not expecting us to do it by ourselves. We're a team. Thank you for your attention. Remember, if you can't do nothing else, you're part of the team. You can pray for whatever's going on. When Brother Jared gets off on them drums, pray for Brother Jared. Brother Curtis gets off on that sax, pray for Brother Curtis. Pray for these altar workers. Pray for them. Pray for the ushers. You don't like them ushers, pray for them. Pray for them. Remember, you don't remember anything else. We are a team. We are a team. Calvary Apostolic Team. Jesus is our captain. Thank you for your attention.
Praise the Lord. Well, that was a tremendous lesson once again from Elder Sanders. And as Elder Sanders was giving this message, this lesson tonight, I started thinking about the title of the message, We Are a Team. And as he was doing that, I just looked up the definition of a team. A team is a group of individuals, human or non-human, working together to achieve their goal. And you heard Elder Sanders reference the scripture in the book of Matthew where it says, the Lord says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What better team member do we have than Jesus when we team up with the Lord? And so once again, what a tremendous lesson that we heard from Elder Sanders tonight. With that said, we want to remind everyone about our Wednesday night service. Between now and then, please be prayerful, be meditating upon these words, and have a great night in the name of Jesus. Amen.